Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We're going to continue our conversation today with Bill and Judy Carson and Donna Stafford of the Orchard at Altapass. So it's just time to do a little bit of maintenance and take care of things because we want it to be here another 150, 200 years.
Yeah, I'm shooting for 150.
Okay, well, that sounds good. And then when you retire it after it's been here 150 years, maybe you'll let one of these young whippersnappers do a little something.
She didn't mention it, but Donna is our executive director. It's, I think, the best staff we've ever had, and so we're really looking forward to a big year.
So now, Donna, as far as you still have your snack bar, get ice cream and stuff, what's going to be going on with that?
Well, we've got some new products we're going to offer this year. In addition to the ice cream and the delicious, famous apple pie, the sliced apples drizzled with hot caramel, we're also going to have sundaes with lots of good toppings and banana splits and something people have been requesting for a while now, donuts.
Ah. So, hey, everybody likes donuts.
Yeah, popcorn, you name it, coffee. We're going to have lots of good snacks here. And then if you go on down to the grill, we're going to be offering new things down there. We're going to have panini sandwiches this year, maybe some vegan options, and as usual, our grass-fed beef, hamburgers, and hopefully some specials on the weekends. So lots of new things coming up.
And, of course, all of this that is available, one tends to think of, obviously, the tourist folks because so many people do come through on the parkway. But this is open. What a great place to come out and grab lunch on a weekend or a weekday or whatever. Just grab something, a snack bar. Just relax and enjoy yourself. Get away from all the aggravation.
Absolutely. We've got gorgeous views, great food, great company. When you walk through the doors, you're automatically family. So we're going to be open on during the month of May on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then beginning in June, we're going to be open for our regular days, which will be Wednesday through Sunday, and our hours are from 10 to 5. So we have music on Thursdays and Fridays at 1:45 free. And then, again, on the weekends, we'll have two bands. So.
And you're booking some of our favorites that you've had before and maybe some new folks, too?
Absolutely, both new and old.
A lot of good things to look forward to. What about a web presence and Facebook, that type thing? If folks want to kind of keep up with what's going on, have you got anything like that going on right now?
I sure do. You can go to our website, which is altapassorchard.org, or you can go to their Facebook, the Historic Orchard at Altapass. Find lots of updates and special events happening.
Well, and it is a working orchard. Now, I've got a little inside information just because of somebody I know, but seems to me like you just planted a tree or two out here, some new trees, didn't you? And what reminded me of it is I still see some little flags around. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but that made me think of it. You recently did just add some trees to make sure that it carries on.
Yes, indeed. We have decided that we should be an heirloom apple orchard. Mm-hmm. And so last year we planted 110 heirloom apple trees, uh-huh. And this year 340 more.
Wow. 340. Count them, friends. And somebody had to do a little digging and fertilizing and covering and the whole thing.
Yes, indeed. That and some volunteers helped us this year. We really appreciate that. Our new field manager, John Yurka, has done a great job both with the staff and also organizing help for us to get those trees in the ground and get them ready.
And I think that's just really something neat, and it's always good to think about planting trees today and knowing somewhere down the road some folks are going to be able to enjoy them, and we'll be enjoying wherever we are.
Yes, this last year I celebrated my 80th birthday, so I'm hoping to be around by the time these trees start bearing apples, and that's our plan.
All right. Well, that sounds good. It's exciting to see that you're going to have a great new season, and I'm going to come back and talk with some more folks. There's going to be some folks come by and talk with us some more, but I wanted to come out here, and that way I could sit on the porch for a little bit and relax. It's so nice. And thank you guys all for talking to me for a little bit, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
Yay.
Our guests today, Bill and Judy Carson and Donna Stafford of the Orchard at Altapass. Now, if you didn't get to hear yesterday's conversation, it's available online at our website. Just look for Community Close-Up. And we do appreciate Bill and Judy and Donna talking to us both yesterday and today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.